General Robert E. Lee with the Confederate Army of the South.
Okay. And what would you call a man in charge of a ship?
Captain.
Okay. Do you ever hear that used by colored people to white people? Captain?
Oh, yeah. But lots of the colored people names used, as I said, well, they say Captain Saunders, Captain Jones, or Captain, whoever, whatever his name might be, Captain Jones, or Captain Smith. And they said, they cut that short, you see. They said Captain, instead of saying Captain, Captain.
Uh-huh.
That is the word used by the colored people in speaking about his man that owned him when he was in slavery, or the man he worked for after he was freed, you know.
I see. Okay, the man who presides over the county court, you've called him a...
Well, he used to be called chairman. Today they call him county judge.
Okay. And what would you call a person who goes to school?
A person who goes what?
Goes to school.
What?
To study. You call him what?
Call him a scholar.
Okay.
Schoolboy or schoolgirl or scholar.
Okay. Is that what you call him now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a woman who works in a business office and does a typing and schedules appointments and so forth?
Well, she's known as the secretary.
Okay.
Private secretary, you might say, for this firm.
Okay. They say a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be?
An actress.
Okay. And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is?
American.
Huh?
American.
Okay. Colored people.
Oh, slang word you called them years ago, they called them niggers.
Uh-huh.
Nigger. They didn't say Negro.
Uh-huh.
But nigger. N-I-G-G-E-R. Nigger.
Uh-huh. Was that bad?
That was, well, yes, it's just a slur, right?
Yeah.
I never did. But a lot of people used it, you know.
Yeah.
Talk about this nigger settlement over here, so on and so on. And this nigger John Smith, or this nigger Bob Jones.
Yeah.
But I never did. That's one thing I never did. I never used that word either much. Even it was used in my boyhood days quite a lot, but I never did use it.
Yeah.
For the simple reason I thought it was easier to say a black man or a colored man than it was to say nigger. And I don't resent them from, don't blame them for resenting that word nigger nowadays.
Yeah.
Because it was a slur, you see.
Uh-huh. What, were there any other slurs?
Oh, well, not too much. Yeah. People call them, as I said, a word of people call them nigger.
Uh-huh.
N-I-G-G-E-R. Not Negro, but nigger.
Mm-hmm.
And that was commonly used as I grew up about the colored race. And I didn't make a habit of using it for a simple reason. I just didn't like it. It didn't sound right to me.
Yeah.
They were human, and I didn't think they ought to be talked about in that manner.
Okay, but you say you or me wouldn't be called colored, we'd be called...
white.
Okay.
White race, white people.
Any other words for that?
Well, not unless you went out to care and went further to see and say, here's a Frenchman or an Englishman or different nationalities, things like that.
Okay. Is there a name for a child that's one parent's white and other's black?
I believe the word Malai applies to them.